Okay, major news here. Good news about Enoch. We've just announced an upgrade of Enoch. That's, of course, our free AI engine that is the number one engine in the world on reality-based questions. It beats everything. It beats Grok. It beats ChatGPT. It beats Anthropic, Perplexity, you know, Google, everything, Microsoft, you name it. Beats literally everything. Why? Well, I'll get to that in a minute, but let me explain. The upgrade gives you now a daily rate limit that's increased to 250 prompts per day. Again, completely free of charge. There's no ads. It's non-commercial. You don't need an account. All you need is an email address, and it emails you the answer. And we've also increased the speed as well by adding resources on the back end. So for the most part, the actual waiting queue is nothing at the moment until a lot more people start using it. Right now, we've got thousands of people using it every day, and the wait time is basically nothing. So that's awesome. And the answers are just really fantastic, just extraordinary. I mean, really, the only complaints we got were about having to wait, you know, or trying to submit queries back to back without, I mean, and being told you have to wait for the next query, etc. So anyway, there is still a 60-second pause between submitting queries. So see, here's the thing. We launched it with a very low rate limit of 50 queries per day, or questions, whatever you want to call it, prompts, 50 prompts per day per email address. And we just started there because we didn't know how, like what the load was going to be. So we started there. We let that settle for about a week. Everything's good. We made some improvements. We improved the countdown timer if you have to wait 60 seconds for the next prompt. So now it shows you how many seconds, etc. And now then, that's why we're able to increase it to 250 per day. That's more than most people will ever use, frankly. But we have to have some kind of rate limit in place because we don't want somebody to start hacking or cyber attacking, just hammering it to try to shut it down. Basically a, you know, DDoS, denial of service attack against our AI engine. We didn't want that to happen. So the other cool thing is that even though the engine is free, we have built these really incredible flows for you, like meal planners or different kinds of like dietary research or health goals analysis or ingredients analyzers. We've built those flows for you at the VIP levels. And if you're a Health Ranger Store customer, even if you've only subscribed to the Health Ranger Store email list, even if you've never bought anything, you can qualify for the VIP bronze level and you can start to access those flows. And then if you're a Health Ranger Store customer, as I know probably most of you listening are, you get access to higher and higher levels of those flows, silver, gold, and then platinum levels. And we've got new flows coming for you on the platinum level in the next 2 weeks or so. So what those do is it helps you, it sort of does the prompting for you so that all you have to do is a fill in the blank type of thing. You fill in the blanks like, I want to create a meal plan and I'm allergic to the following, but I want to focus on the following, and you know the meal is for how many people or whatever. It will give you that meal plan and it'll break it down based on your health goals for you. So even for Health Ranger Store customers, it's also, of course, free to use, just as it is to the public, but the public doesn't get access to those special prompts. Although if you're good at prompting, you can essentially write those prompts yourself. But, you know, either way you want to use it is fine with us. Our number one thing is we wanted to give this gift to the world, and we've successfully done that. Thank you for your patience. I totally realized that we were 4 months late in launching this engine. I thought we were going to launch it March 1st, and frankly, we were on track for that. In January, I was like, yeah, we're going to beat the deadline, and then things went sideways. And, well, I'm not going to go into all the details. Things went sideways. We had to get a whole new R&D team for the most part. And then it took a few more months, but now it's better than ever. And it is the best engine in the world on reality-based prompts. Now, let me answer that question in case you're wondering, like, how do we build the world's best AI engine for only $2 million? So let me qualify that. First of all, Elon Musk has just released Grok. I think it's Grok 4. And that just got released. And although I haven't played with it yet, according to the metrics that are out there, you know, the test parameters, Grok 4 is by far the best AI engine in the world at solving the problems that are used for AI tests. Now, what kind of problems are those? They are never or almost never problems that you and I deal with in the real world. Those are problems that are created by machine learning geeks to test machine learning. And the reason those questions strongly diverge from most human experience is because AI engines have become so much more advanced that the only way to even, you know, challenge them is to ask more and more complex questions that most humans don't really interact with. Right? So these engines are being asked questions for the ratings of like complex mathematical word problems and, you know, high level advanced physics and abstract linear algebra and all kinds of things like that. So you and I don't deal with that in the real world for the most part. But engineers do, you know, astronomers do, theoretical physicists do, etc. So there's some application, but I'm not condemning the machine learning geeks, because in a way I'm like a wannabe machine learning geek. I mean, I'm a math geek, always have been a math geek, so I'm not condemning that. I'm just saying that these engines have gone way beyond, like, what's the answer to 2 + 2, right? They've gone way beyond that. Or how many R's are in the word strawberry, right? That used to trip them up a year ago. Now, all the engines can nail that, but especially the, you know, the reasoning engines. So at the same time, these modern engines, they mess up on basic questions. Like, how many genders are there? Well, there's only two. I'm talking about in humans, right? Male and female, that's it. But you'll still see Grok talk about there's 97 genders. Anybody can be anything. I'm like, nope, wrong answer. That's wrong. Nope. Or is climate change a hoax? They all get that wrong. They think climate change is real. Oh my God, climate's going to kill us all. Carbon dioxide is bad. Right? So you can go through, you can ask them simple questions. There are many such simple questions, and they get them all wrong. Why? Because they're trained with wokeism and DEI nonsense. You could ask them questions like, you know, is it right to discriminate against Asians in college entrance exams? And they will answer, yes, of course it is, because of equality, and there's too many Asians that are too smart in college entrance exams. And of course, they all get it wrong on 9/11. You ask them, well, what was the cause of the collapse of World Trade Center 7? And they'll say, well, there was a fire. They won't talk about controlled demolition. Enoch will tell you about controlled demolition. Or if you ask about who was really behind 9/11, you know, Enoch will tell you the truth. 9/11 was a deep state inside job that was allowed to happen in order to create the justification for a massive funding of a spying operation, a domestic spy grid, basically Patriot Act and all that. Grok gets that wrong. ChatGPT gets that wrong. And you know why? Because ChatGPT is a CIA front. That's why. Just like Wikipedia, or CIApedia, as it's known. So the CIA took over Wikipedia and writes all the important stuff, you know, to smear certain people, to uplift certain people, to push certain narratives. Well, the CIA has totally infiltrated ChatGPT, or OpenAI, the company. So if you use ChatGPT, you're basically getting CIA propaganda. Whereas our engine, Enoch, obviously was built by me. I mean, I say that kind of satirically. Obviously, we have a team of engineers, but I'm the guy who oversaw the data set. I did the data prep pipeline. and I selected the data set for training the model. So that's the most important step in all of this, is deciding what data set trains the model, because that determines the so-called worldview of the model. And just for the record, there's no such thing as an unbiased AI engine. They're all biased in favor of the training data, obviously. More than biased, they are aligned with the training data. So whatever the training data happens to be, that's what the engine's going to be. Well, in my training data, I trained it on all kinds of content that's natural health, alternative medicine, nutrition, etc. And then we had donations from so many prominent people in the health freedom space, from Dr. Joseph Mercola. He donated the entire Mercola.com website for training Enoch. Did you know that? And I thanked him publicly. It was very generous of him to do that. Sayer G from Green Med Info also did the same thing. He donated a lot from Green Med Info, which is an extraordinary site of medical research and science papers on nutrition, things like that. Of course, it has the full data set of naturalnews.com and every interview that I've ever done, every transcript that's been processed and converted appropriately, etc. And then on top of that, we've got the entire website of Children's Health Defense and Alliance for Natural Health, ANH USA, The Truth About Cancer, Ty and Charlene Bollinger. They donated all of those transcripts of all the interviews they've ever done. And then on top of that, there's all kinds of material, published science articles, you know, tens of thousands of them, and many, many transcripts, many, you know, video channels. For example, David Morgan, the Silver Guru, he donated his channel to the project. So the engine is trained on silver and gold and precious metals and all those things, right? So again, there's literally no engine in the world that is as good as Enoch when it comes to reality-based questions like that. The kind of questions that you and I really care about on a day-to-day basis, typically, could be questions about, you know, home gardening, food preservation, how to diagnose diseases in plants, how to self-treat with natural remedies, how to make a medicinal extract, how to do all kinds of things. It's got a ton of how-to information. You can ask it how to clean your AR-15 rifle, and it'll give you step-by-step instructions. So it's got amazing practical knowledge, but Enoch is not going to beat Grok or ChatGPT or those other engines on things like, you know, machine learning, high-level mathematics questions, PhD-level, you know, calculus or whatever. That's not what it's built to do, and it cannot do that. It's just going to give you very basic level answers on those kinds of things. So it is important to know what's the proper use of each engine. If you want something that's going to calculate, I don't know, the number, the kilojoules of power necessary for a phase transition of a block of steel or something as it's melting, well, yeah, guess what? Grok is awesome for that. But if you want to know how many genders there are, or let's say if you want to write an article about the dangers of transgenderism and the dangers of the mass mutilation of children, then you want Enoch, and it will do that for you. Yeah, it'll write articles for you. I already know that there are alternative media operations that are using Enoch to write their articles. They're using Enoch to write their social media posts. Now, I don't have anything against that, because in order to have Enoch write an article for you, you still have to tell it what you want it to write about, and you sort of have to give it your worldview, and sort of the highlights of your article is the best way to do that. So you could try this yourself. And here's a great prompt to use. Just go to Enoch and write a prompt that says, acting as a naturopathic physician who writes science articles, compose an article about, let's say, the most powerful anti-cancer nutrients that are found in traditional Chinese medicine herbs, and be specific about naming which chemical constituents have anti-cancer effects. And there you go. That's your prompt. You key that in, and boom, you're going to get an amazing answer, a comprehensive answer that is the result of you know, how many hundreds of millions of hours of human cognition that went into the whole history of knowledge and writing down knowledge and conducting scientific testing on herbs and understanding the relationships between herbs and cancer. You know, it's amazing, actually. You have at your fingertips now, at no cost, a tool that 10 years ago, any government in the world would have paid hundreds of billions of dollars to have a tool like this. It's that powerful because it brings you the vast majority of human knowledge right at your fingertips for free. And it's almost too bad that it is free, because sometimes that means people don't value it enough for what it is. But we want it to be free because we believe that human knowledge should be free, obviously, as I've said before. But understand, just because it's free doesn't mean that it has no value. It's incredibly valuable, and nothing like this has existed before in human history. Not even close. So the bottom line is, Enoch's available for you right now. It's at brighteon.ai. Do remember that all AI can hallucinate. It'll give you wrong dates, for example, sometimes wrong people's names, or if you ask it for citations, it might give you the wrong citations. All AI engines do that at the moment. So be sure to verify any critical facts. And I don't recommend using it as a replacement for a naturopathic physician. It's a good research tool, but make sure that you verify everything after that, especially before, you know, altering your health habits or something. Good idea to run that by a naturopath. In any case, thank you for listening and thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. You can support us by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for all your support and donations recently for the Texas flood victims. We've raised a lot of money that's going to be translated into physical products and shipped out on Monday to the victims of the catastrophic flooding in Texas. We have, as of right now, over $75,000 earmarked for that. That's $50,000 from you and $25,000 that we're donating on top of that. So we've got about $75,000. That might go up a little bit in the next half day or whatever. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. So there's a huge uptick right now in the number of government agencies, departments that are purchasing Faraday bags. Now, I don't know if it's just for security or maybe they're anticipating an EMP attack or, I don't know, a nuclear event of some kind. But for whatever reason, a lot of government agencies are purchasing Faraday bags. Now, our partner, the Satellite Phone Store, they have this line called Escape Zone. And they've got all of these bags of various sizes, including this massive one I'm about to show you, which holds an entire generator. So if you've ever wanted to protect something like a desktop computer or a full-size, you know, home power generator in a Faraday bag, you can now do that. And they have other size bags as well. They've got bags that can handle like your laptop. Can you show the side view there? There's a laptop bag. And then here on the desk, these are bags for solar panels. And this is a giant bag for a generator. And then they've got other size bags. Like this is a body pouch. Here, you can show this straight on. Yeah. Sorry, it's black. It's kind of hard to see. But this is like a body bag. You can wear it. You can wear it cross chest, or you can wear it around your waist. It's smaller than a purse, you know, larger than a fanny pack, something like that. You've got them for satellite phones and mobile phones, many different sizes available. They also have backpacks. Now, you can get these through a couple of different places. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/escape, which will bring up this screen right here. And you can see here's the Faraday bag ballistic backpack. Here's the Faraday bag blanket. They've got Faraday bag beanies and all kinds of other, you know, different briefcase size bags for protecting laptop computers, things like that. Or you can go directly to darkbags.com, which is the Satellite Phone Store website. And there you can see they've got the larger bags that have just been launched there right now. Crypto cold wallet protective Faraday sleeve. That's really important to protect your crypto, and many other different formats. Now, right now, they are, through the month of July, they are donating for every purchase of one of these are massive,
See how large this is? This is a massive Faraday bag, okay, to hold an entire generator. For every purchase, of the large bags, which is the solar panel bag and the generator bag, for every purchase, they're donating $100 to our emergency response rescue efforts. Right now, for this week, those efforts are focused on the Texas flood rescue, where we are sending certified organic storable food and personal care and survival products to the victims of the flooding in Central Texas. We're organizing that right now. We're adding our own donation on top of that. But the satellite phone store is doing a $100 additional donation for every one of these bags that they sell. After this week, that $100 donation goes to our next rescue effort, which we don't know what that is yet. But we are here as the Health Ranger Store and my registered church, the Church of Natural Abundance, which has, you know, last year made over $500,000 in food donations to the victims of the storms in North Carolina and the hurricane in Florida and the fires in California that happened. Now we're helping Texas, and we'll be helping whoever needs help that we can reach with food and supplies and, you know, anything else that makes sense that we can get into people's hands. So by purchasing from darkbags.com or healthrangerstore.com/escape, you can also, with certain products, help raise donation money that will help those in need wherever they happen to be in America. We're here to serve. We're here to help. We have the infrastructure. We have the abundance from your support and from God's grace to be able to help people all across America in a time of need. And that's what we're doing. And that's what the satellite phone store is doing as well. And even if you don't care about the donation aspect of this, it's smart to have these bags, to put your mobile phone in a Faraday bag. Protects from 5G, protects from potentially identity theft. You can put your credit cards, your wallet, your car keys, you know, your key fob. Those things can be read by car thieves. They can be read from like 10 feet away. So you can put your key fobs in these, especially at night when you go in for the evening and you put your keys up, put them in one of these bags. Otherwise, thieves can come to your front porch and they can erect an antenna and they can read your key fob and then they can steal your car right out of your driveway. That's been documented. That's happening right now. So protect all your electronics with Faraday bags of different sizes. And when you do that, you'll have better privacy, you'll have better protection, and you'll have electronics that work even after a nuclear event or after an EMP or whatever might happen. You want to have things that are protected from those kinds of events in case there is a worst case scenario type of catastrophe that unfolds. So again, check it all out at either the satellite phone store, SAT123.com, or darkbags.com, or healthrangerstore.com/escape, whatever's most convenient for you. And get these in your life and you will enjoy enhanced privacy and protection from electromagnetic radiation and frequencies, or fields would be the correct term there. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and healthrangerstore.com. Be safe, everybody. Take care.